When was the last time you ever say, I just spend 6 hours on TikTok or Instagram? Oh, I feel so good about myself. Oh, I feel so happy. I'm going to spend another 6 hours right away. I love spending time on social media. The last 9 years, we shipped almost 100,000 iPhones globally. Our community that came back and tell us they feel less stressed out. They feel less anxious.
Okay, so I'm joined today by Kai Tang, who is the co-founder of Lightphone. And the Lightphone, yeah, described online, is a simple phone with a few essential tools, whether you need a break from your smartphone or are ready to ditch your smartphone for good. So Kai, thanks so much for coming to speak today. It's great to chat to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So Kai, I've seen this cool quote. I saw that you once said, if aliens came to Earth, they'd think that mobile phones are the superior species controlling human beings. And it's not going to stop. It's only going to get worse. Can you tell me a bit about what kind of inspired you to say that?
I mean, it's just everywhere, right? If you walk on the street or subway or restaurants or anywhere in the park, you sit down, if you just look up, you know, it's just 9 out of 10 people are swiping and staring at the screen and ignoring what's happening around us. And I just don't think that's human. And I think eventually, it's my point of view, I think in 20 years, when we look back, we will be laughing at ourselves. And, you know, if, I always imagine that if a foreign species came, have no understanding of humanity, humans or Earth, and look at us, observing us, you know, behavior like how we interact with smartphone right now, obviously the first question is what's that device that controlling this particular species. It's, you know, it's a joke, but it's also kind of true that all this app and social media are designed to maximize our attention, right? So they can make money. This business model makes sense, it's logical. But the problem is, right now, millions of apps and all the social media are utilizing the same model, the attention economy. I think that's the root cause of the problem. It's not necessarily the smartphone or the device that we have. It's this billion-dollar invested engine that's behind the app and social media. And yeah, we wanted to do something completely opposite. And that's why we created Lightphone.
Can you tell us a little bit more then about what the Lightphone is, what you can do on it, and maybe more importantly, what you can't do on it?
Lightphone is a simplified smartphone. It offers utilities only without browser, social media or apps, games, advertisements or data collecting. It just offers you modern utility, so you have that peace of mind knowing that, you know, oh, well, yeah, I have map, direction, I could call, I could text, I could listen to my playlist, you know, taking notes or even set an alarm clock. I have all the utilities. You know, now I could enjoy my day without getting distracted. You know, I always use this analogy that our smartphone should be, you know, should be like our, it's like hammer or screwdriver, right? Or scissor, right? You use it, you know you have it. When you need it, you put it out and you use it. When you finish the task, you put your hammer back to your toolbox and you don't think about your hammer again the rest of the day. And I think that's how we should use our technology versus that, you know, you use your hammer and then you swipe your hammer for 5 hours so that hammer company can make money. I don't think this is human or normal, but it is where we are right now. And Lightphone is designed to offer everyone a different option.
I'm intrigued, like, how you expect maybe different people use it? So for some, would it completely replace a smartphone? For people who maybe don't fully use it, replace it, what would you think would be good? Maybe for someone to use it a couple of days a week or to use it for like half the day?
I think it's really similar to how we started trying vegan food or healthy food, organic food, right? When we first get introduced to organic food or healthier food, it doesn't mean that you have to switch full time, always eat, you know, healthy or organic food, right? You could try to mix it up, maybe an hour a day or a couple hours a day, just to break away from this constant distractions. And you could always go back. I remember we early on when we did the experiment, someone tried iPhone for a few hours and came back to his smartphone, and he described the feeling as, oh, now I think when I go back to my smartphone, I feel like, oh, I have all this notification waiting for me, like Christmas gift. Like you feel like it's more ready to interact digitally on smartphone and social media because he had that break. You know, I think that's an easier step for someone who wanted to try break away from the smartphone. That's a easy step to try. You know, also it's reasonable. It's how you get off addiction. You don't get off addiction by going cold turkey right away, right? That never works. You always, you know, go back because you can't. It's just the addiction is too powerful.
And how do you like decide what applications you put on the phone, and to what extent is it kind of intuitive and obvious, you know, to not play social media, as opposed to you base the choice on like scientific studies of what apps are more harmful for us? Like, how do you go about determining this?
We have our own principles. You know, from iPhone 1 to iPhone 3, we obviously added quite a few utility tools, and we do have our people from our communities or potential customers emailing us saying, hey, you now become a smartphone, you're offering all this features. But in my mind, it's pretty, the line is pretty, it's very clear. We're not going to offer any sort of entertainment or browser or social media. We have, I guess I could summarize into three principles of all the tools on iPhone. Number one, we will never ever offer a show advertisement on any of the tools. Number two, we don't collect user data for profit. Number three, there's no infinite feeds, you know, nothing to browse, nothing to scroll. And everything do one thing well. You know, just basically, for example, you wanted to get a direction from A to B, you on iPhone, open up the direction tool and then find the direction from A to B. This action from you ends, and that's all you need to do. We're not going to ask you to do anything more than you wanted to do. Like, you know, compared to your smartphone, sometimes, I don't know if you have the experience, you just want to check a text message or check weather, and then you got sucked into all the notifications and social media and emails, and you spend 5 hours on your smartphone, but you just want to check weather. So that's our principles on tools. And, you know, you could also argue, like, is music fit into those tools, or is camera fit into those tools, right? I think, you know, for us, we design our tool based on those principles. So for the music tool in iPhone, it's basically a playlist that you pre-programmed for iPhone. So when you go live, when you use iPhone, you could only listen to this playlist. There's no discovering new artists. There's no browsing. It's just a playlist that you intentionally created.
Yeah, as you say, we spend a significant amount of times on our phones and take them everywhere. what are some of the key reasons that you think this is actually bad? So what are the bad things that smartphones have done to us and do to us as we spend so much of our time with them?
Well, I think it is always good and bad, right? Anything. It's always healthy to have some sort of balance, right? I guess the easiest way to describe this problem is that, when was the last time anyone or you ever say that, hey, I just spend 6 hours on TikTok or Instagram. Oh, I feel so good about myself. Oh, I feel so happy. I'm going to do it right away. Again, I'm going to spend another 6 hours right away. I love spending time on social media. I never heard anyone say that. We always kind of feel like, oh, the hell, what do I just do? Like, why can't I stop, right? What did the time goes? I think that just very obvious tells us spending time on social media are not healthy. We don't like it. It doesn't make you happy. It doesn't make you any happier. Maybe from time to time, you find a remote community that on social media that's helpful, which is great. But I would argue right now, in average, the negative impact is outweighs the benefit from social media right now. And the last 9 years, we shipped, almost 100,000 iPhones globally, and we have our community that came back and tell us they feel less stressed out when they use iPhone. They feel less anxious when they switch off smartphone. Some people tell us they become more productive, spend time reading more books or watching the old movies you always want to watch, or just pick up the older the habits again. Like, some people enjoy photography, and without spending time on social media, I can actually pick up camera and find the right lens and enjoy the whole experience, right? I think that's what we're trying to do, to giving this time back to ourselves instead of being hijacked.
Yeah, I wanted to actually ask about one thing, which was, so the iPhone 3 is $499 and the iPhone 2 is $299, which I think some people maybe expect is a bit more they would guess for a phone that, functionality-wise, obviously is designed this way, but kind of handles less tasks.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the reality of our cost. As a smaller startup, we're not Apple, Samsung, and Google. I don't buy materials of huge quantity and use across different platforms or different phones, right? So all the smaller startup, all the company, if you're not Apple, Samsung, Google, a big corporation, you have less leverage to negotiate price, right? So our cost is inherently higher than the big tech company. That's just the reality. So, and we're also not using any existing phones to re-skin it and just sell it as iPhone. We design and create every single component from scratch. We customize our own display so it looks like matte and looks like a full iPhone 3. It looks like an e-ink display, but the performance is drastically improved. So we customize all components that add to our cost as well. We think it's important to do so.
And you guys are quite a small company. Am I right? You have kind of less than 20 employees.
Yeah.
How many exactly?
15 in-house team members. We utilize a lot of contractors from our suppliers just so we could keep ourselves flexible.
How much do you yourself use a light phone and a smartphone, if you use a smartphone at all, each week? And what do you think this has done to your life personally?
I'm a full-time light phone user, obviously, for many, many years, 6-7 years now. It doesn't mean we don't use social media or emails. I have my laptop, I have my tablet, I use everything else on those devices. So it's more of a right tool for the job kind of concept, right? I don't use a smartphone at all. We have smartphone to test features, to test integrations, to test different things we wanted to do. But I personally don't use a smartphone. I don't know, like the last few years, it just feels very natural to me to be able to not get distracted. I'm always the only one, if not only a few people, that not looking around in the park or airport. And I enjoy doing that. And I have like conversation with strangers and just random people on the street or airport and train station because of that. I feel that's just, I couldn't think of me doing anything else but light phone and my laptop and tablet have that separation. I used to use smartphone. I mean, I remember this feeling that as I used to work in obviously the mobile phone design industry, and I left the feeling that I was scared of my smartphone because, you know, a lot of activities are overseas, manufacturing, engineering, and every time my phone rings at night, at evening, that's, you know, I know something is wrong on the other side of the world. And that just gave me anxiety, not just when it rings, like give me, I feel stressed out and anxiety whenever I do that. And like, I still remember like trying to take a vacation, you know, sitting on the park, in the park or beach, trying to relax. You have your smartphone with you and you know, somebody send you a text message or a message asking for some work related stuff that you don't want to do it right now, but just ruin your day because you can't stop thinking about it. Right? But all I wanted to do at the moment, just relax or try to take a break, right? Why do I have to bring this mini computer with me at that time?
In your personal life, do you practice kind of simplicity or minimalism in any other respects of your life? Perhaps your diet, how your home is decorated, the clothes you wear. I'm intrigued. Is this like a personality trait where you want to not be too attached to things and be less distracted? Is there anything else like this in your life?
I don't know if I practice any minimalism principle. I never really think about that. But what I think about is being intentional for whatever I do. Right? It's intentionality is something that we apply to, or I apply to, everything I do, from design to my daily routine, to what I eat. Just being, trying to be intentional. Like if I'm going out, play basketball or running the street, that's all I'm doing. I want to make that decision and just do that for a half hour, 1 hour, without being distracted. Or if I want to read, I'll just do that. Or, you know, be intentional about what I eat and the design of the phone as well. Be intentional on what we put out there, what we say on social media. You know, we have our social media account that is a touch point for our community to ask questions, to interact with people that love Lightphone or wanted to try Lightphone. I think intentionality is just something that I personally value. I don't really think about minimalism or anything like that. Yeah, I don't know, like the outfit, I don't wear anything else.
Where do you think that care to be intentional comes from? Why are you like that, do you think?
You just make everything special. Make everything you do special. Make you feel special as well. Meaning that the activity that you choose to do, if you're being intentional about, like, okay, I'm going to go out the next hour just to walk the street and relax, or I'm just going to sit on the beach without doing anything or read, and that's all I'm gonna do. And when you make that decision, obviously it's easy, it sounds really simple, but like imagine if you just decided you're gonna go out for a walk in the neighborhood for 1 hour. Okay, you're now deciding whether or not you wanted to bring your smartphone, right? And if you choose not to, if you make that decision, you trade off, you're like, okay, I don't want to know what's happening on social media. I don't need my email. I'm fine. I know where I'm going. I don't need map directions, right? And when you decide it and have that conversation with yourself and go out, you're constantly being reminded by yourself that, oh, I choose to do this. So I'm going to walk and enjoy that walk, versus you go out, bring your smartphone, and, you know, and the temptation of having that object, it's just so powerful that you start to lose the experience. Another example, like taking photos. We take photos from our film cameras or our dedicated camera. We don't, you know, like all the images from iPhone, it's not the smartphone photos, right? Like when you enjoy taking photos, you pick the right camera, you research the lens, you buy the lens, you put it together, you try it, you return it, you get a new lens, like the whole experience make your a journey so much more profound, and you remember the photo you take, right? Versus you take 1,000 photos in your phone and you never look at them, you don't feel anything special. Like you take a film camera, you have a roll of photos, 36 photos you could take. You take 36 photos and you wait, you take it to the photo development shop, and you have the film develop and you look at the photo with anticipation, expectation of the photos, right? That experience is so much more enjoyable. That's human. That's intentional, right? And I think we should cherish those experiences as much as we can, because, you know, it's going away. Like everyone's trying to squash those human experience into a flat screen. Right? I don't necessarily think, I mean, obviously there's some aspect that's maybe good, like, you know, finding a good community that you interact with. The most of time, it's just taking away what it means to be human, right? It's, we practice piano, this physical, you know, piano thing you bought, and you sit down, you practice, you know, you suck, so you try it again. That's the whole thing. I think being intentional, it makes your life so much more enjoyable and special. And I will argue it make you happier.
To kind of understand the story of your career and of Lightphone, like I know that you used to work on some phones for, I think, Motorola, Nokia and BlackBerry. So can you say a little bit about what exactly you were doing there and then how this perhaps, I guess, led you to coming up with the idea for Lightphone?
After school, I was hired by a contractor to design engineering, manufacturing mobile phone for the client. So, you know, I was young, 23, 24, and all I do at the beginning was just focus on one component, right? Say a hinge of the flip phone, right? And that's all I do for the next 6 months to make a perfect hinge, engineering and actually building it, go to Asia, went to Asia, make sure it's happened on time and quality and all that. And, you know, I do that, you know, I started to do more components to a phone itself. I do that for how many years? 7 years, 8 years for Motorola, BlackBerry, Nokia. And I think I always feel like, I don't know why, I think this feeling comes in later stage of my career in that segment. I don't know why we're creating new phones every other month just because there's a new, like, half megapixel better camera being introduced and we'll make a whole new phone about it, or someone develop or design a hinge that open a different way so there's another phone. I just, at the end of the day, at the end of that journey, I don't feel like anyone ever need anything like that. And it's such a waste of resource to create an object that we don't know if anyone wants, or my personal beliefs, no one wants that. Yeah, and I decided to quit. I have my design degree, and I kind of realized that all the technology are driven by all the technology product innovations are driven by technology breakthrough or engineering breakthrough, right? It's not, nothing is really driven by human needs. And that becomes something I think about a lot after I quit the job. And I think that leads me to founding the Lightphone with Joe. It's like, you know, Lightphone is not created because we have a breakthrough on mobile phone technology, right? Lightphone is created because we feel that nervousness, we feel that anxiety, and we don't like the time we spend on social media or smartphones, and we keep doing it. And, you know, like, and the phone manufacturers, the app developers, none of the direction or the bottom line align with what I want me to be or how I want the humanity to be, right? So, yeah, that's what led me to create Light and Lightphone. I think, you know, like a product that's driven by the human needs are just logical, just human. And I think that's why we're still here after 9 years without spending millions on advertisement. We are growing every year. We have more people joining us every year. We have press coverage every other week. It's just natural. I think it's only natural more people is gonna push back on this behavior. I just never think this is normal. Like I say, I think, you know, in 20 years, we'll be laughing at ourselves.
Yeah, and kind of looking into the future a bit more, like, obviously, as we've discussed, smartphone usage is extremely widespread. But these, like, devices coming up, they're kind of almost seeing these, the next steps that the kind of technologies companies are going to pursue. Things like AR, you know, maybe AR contact lenses or glasses, and then maybe to an even more kind of extreme degree, you've got like Neuralink, right? Who's creating kind of brain chips to kind of fully plug you into the system kind of directly right from your brain. Like, I'm just intrigued, yeah, as someone who's trying to create a technology that's very intentional, like, how do you feel about some of these next steps that are coming up? How are you feeling about that? And how do you think Lightphone may help? And also kind of, lastly, could you imagine further products from you guys that are, again, kind of counters and reductions of these future technologies? For example, could there be a light VR or a light brain chip at one point, so to pull people back from there?
I do see us expanding to the different categories for different problems, and apply the same principles. Like, Light is the brand. Now we have the principle of how we create technology tools, and there are different categories that we might eventually create tools for. Like, I don't know, like, say the Amazon Kindle, right? What are the other ebook out there that doesn't show you advertisement collecting your data or sell it? Why can't I just enjoy my book without suffering through advertisement or data collection, right? So creating a solution for that might be an interesting way to expand our product line. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's more about what problems that we feel passionate about. Our team feel really passionate about the smartphone addiction and social media impacts to our society. So that's why we create Lightphone. And I have no doubt that we will once we, you know, obviously the next year or two, we will be focused on light phones. But at some certain point when we have enough resources, I do want to address other problems as well. The AI, VR, AR, I think we are falling into the same trap of creating product because of this technology. We're losing sight on what we actually need, right? The new VR is like creating product and then trying to find a use case for it. I think that's very expensive, and that's why only the big tech companies was able to like try and spend millions and throw it away, right? For startup, hardware startup, you can't afford to do that. You have no resource to do that anyway. So, and it's not really a logical, in my mind, process to create product. You create product by, you know, identify problems and investigating and find insights and then build a solution around it. Then it comes the product. Right. So yeah, I think to answer your first questions, I think we're still at the same position we were in 15 years ago, creating product because of technology breakthrough, AI or whatever, right? But not really thinking about what we really need or what really make us happy. You know, I think AI, if it's great if it help us to finish things quickly, but the business model comes with it, the advertisement, the data collecting is gonna ruin this whole thing again. Same thing, AR, VR. As long as we're utilizing this attention economy model, the maximize engagement model, I think that's just the root cause of all the problem that we have right now.
Yeah, and as a final question, Kai, I just want to ask you something that I ask everyone at the end of an episode. And I think you may have some good insights here, given that your products are all about improving people's lives. The question is, what do you think it means to live a good life?
It means you're doing things that you enjoy doing, that makes you happy. I think as simple as that. If you find yourself spending a lot of time doing things that doesn't make you happy or don't enjoy doing, that's a sign. That's probably a sign of you should investigate and change, perhaps. That's what I think a happy life means. Just you enjoy what you do. You feel like you're contributing to the society, I guess. And be kind. Yeah, I think a lot of time we forgot about just being kind to people. We all have different policies, different attitude towards different subject, but at the end of the day, if we just try to be kind to everyone we encounter, this will be a better world.
Thanks so much for sharing everything with us. I honestly really respect your devotion to creating these products that try and improve people's lives. So thanks so much. And where can people find out more about Lightphone if they want to check it out?
You can just go to our website at lightphone.com.
Great. All right, Kai, thanks so much. Take care.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for watching this episode. If you enjoyed it, please consider hitting the subscribe button below. And I hope to see you here again.